With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president announced the personnel decision on social media, saying he'll nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace Noem. Her departure comes 2 days after she faced tough questioning from Republicans and Democrats during congressional testimony. Noem, who is the first cabinet secretary to leave during Donald Trump's second term, has faced waves of criticism as she's overseen the president's immigration crackdown, including the shooting deaths of two citizens in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The military has identified two more of the soldiers killed in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
Forecasters say the MERS major storm outbreak just ahead of spring is threatening much of the central United States. They warn all forms of severe weather will be possible, including strong tornadoes. Scattered severe storms are expected to begin firing up late Thursday in the Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, and parts of Kansas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 784 points, the NASDAQ dropped 58, the S&P lower by 38. This is SRN News. Religion doesn't matter to much to most Americans.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries were reported at Temple Emmanuel after 20 rounds were fired into the building. Parishioners had held a service earlier in the evening. Synagogue leaders released a statement saying, "We're working closely with law enforcement and security partners. We remain united and resilient." This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks sank after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly dropped more than 1,100 points before finishing with a loss of 784. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week was unchanged. President Trump officially nominates former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh as Fed Chair to replace Jerome Powell.
Jerome Powell's term ends in 2 months. Powell and President Trump have clashed over interest rates. In late January, the president was asked if Warsh committed to cutting interest rates, if he's confirmed.
I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Berkshire Hathaway buying back shares. First time it's done that in nearly 2 years. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.